Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. With the weather still very warm, you may be driving around barefoot. It's not illegal, but is it advisable? I asked Robert Dillman, founder of Nevo Driving Academy and a former federal driving instructor with the U.S. Department of State.
I had never really thought about this barefoot driving issue. I have to confess that I do sometimes drive barefoot on a long trip.
Sure.
For example, when I've got cruise control on, and I know I'm not going to be touching the pedals very much, but talk about, you know, as someone who is instructing drivers all the time, is this really a bad thing to be driving without shoes on?
So no, it's not. And we use it frequently in a training environment. It's really a question of biomechanics and what your outcome is. If you remove your shoes, you're removing that barrier between your foot and the pedal. So things like intrinsic foot muscles and ankle stabilization and all that type of stuff can kind of come into play. If you need nuanced pedal pressure sensitivity, get rid of the shoe and you're going to feel a lot more vehicle language. But that's in a training environment for like stunt driving, very precise type driving. The other time we recommend driving without shoes is if your footwear is a bit of a safety concern. Maybe you're wearing flip-flops or loose slides, maybe heels for the evening. If you're wearing something like that, definitely remove the shoe. It's going to be a lot safer in the long run. And while most states don't have a law against driving barefoot, on a daily driving type environment, it's not recommended, but it's not, you know, a horrible bad thing either.
This was one concern that was brought up with us. Do you ever worry that it could increase a driver's liability if they are in an accident, if it's known that they did not have shoes on? Could they be accused, for example, of their sweaty foot slipping off the pedal?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, in like daily driving, wearing a shoe is, you know, highly recommended because it expands the pressure sensitivity across the shoe instead of the individual toes. So if you have to do something like a quick emergency stop or a threshold break, you're going to have a lot more large muscle groups working with you than your small individual toes and smaller muscle groups. So if a crash were to occur, it could be considered negligent that you weren't wearing your shoes. But again, that's on a state-by-state basis in accordance with their laws and rules of the road. But I can definitely see that. I mean, my background, I was a former police officer. So that would definitely be something that I would look for, like, were you, you know, appropriately driving?
I've noticed, too, for example, when I do have shoes off, I have to scoot my seat up because there's just enough of a difference that the reach is not there. Does that cause other safety problems?
It absolutely does. I mean, ultimately, you should have between 10 to 12 inches between your sternum and the steering wheel. For airbag purposes, if you were to get in a crash. So when you're removing your shoe, you're having to scoot your seat forward because you're still using the toes, but you're missing that extra 3/4 of an inch to an inch of the shoe box. So scooting your seat forward is going to push you closer to the steering wheel. You're going to have to adjust other things like seat height, steering wheel height and angle, even headrest, depending on the type of car. So there are definitely other considerations that most people just don't think about.
That is Robert Dillman, founder of Nevo Driving Academy and a former federal driving instructor with the U.S. Department of State.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.